This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. With the long Labor Day weekend approaching, many of us have plans that involve grilling. If things don't go as planned, you can avert a grilling disaster by calling the Grill Hotline from Longhorn Steakhouse. It'll be open Monday, September 3rd from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. Robert Brown is managing partner for Longhorn Steakhouse in Tradition, and he joins us now. A lot of us amateurs are going to be out there this coming weekend trying our hand at the barbecue grill, and you can help us.
Absolutely, absolutely. So Labor Day is almost here, and it's kind of like the official kickoff to tailgating season. And understanding that grilling can be a little intimidating, we're going to open up our Grill Us hotline for the final time this summer on Labor Day from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern. You can give us a call at 1-855-LH-GRILL and be connected to one of our grill masters. And with our help, hopefully we can serve up a quality steakhouse favorite, just like our grill masters do at the restaurant.
Now, I'm wondering, you know, there could be some people with some big projects and some people maybe just not quite sure what to do with a hamburger. Can you handle that whole gamut?
With a hamburger?
Yeah.
Sure. So with the hamburger, what you want to do is you definitely want to make sure you season it well. When you go to cook it on your grill, the first step is to make sure your grill is clean. So you want to use a coarse wire brush. Make sure those bristles are still intact on the brush. You always want to do that in case they're starting to fall off. You want to replace it. And then we're gonna season the grill with canola oil. Always make sure you put a nice thin layer of canola oil. You can use a spray bottle or a rag, anything you have around the house. But the idea is you don't want the hamburger to stick. That's usually the problem. And then you want to get your grill hot, about 500 degrees. If the temperature is too low, you'll notice the meat kind of sticks to the grill, and then you go to flip it, and you're going, oh, no, what am I going to do? You know, it's falling apart.
Right.
So that's kind of the big secret there.
And some of us might have a bigger project, such as a steak, to put on the grill. What do you say about that?
So some of the things I hear is, why does it taste better when I go out to eat versus when I'm at home? So the first thing I would say is make sure you're boldly seasoning your steaks. A lot of times people just do a little bit of salt and pepper. And we here like to recommend using at least the big four ingredients, which would be granulated garlic, granulated onion, and then cracked pepper and kosher salt. And if you want to add a little spice, of course, you can add a little more spice to it. But the idea is you definitely want to make sure you get a nice coat of seasoning on both sides of the steak. So you're going to provide that nice flavor. And then always recommend at least like a 1-inch thick steak minimum. The thinner it is, obviously, it's going to be harder to get to that right degree of doneness that you're looking for, say, for medium rare or medium.
And how can you tell? I mean, how many times have you brought, at least at my house, we brought it in off the grill and you cut into it and you go, oh, no, this has to go back out.
The big key would be consistency. So if you're trying to get a certain degree of doneness, say medium, and you're going with a 1-inch thick steak, try to make sure you get the same thickness on your steaks. And then you're going to cook it about 10 to 12 minutes. And make sure your grill's hot, too. So you make sure your grill's hot before you put that steak down. And then you can always use a meat thermometer. They're pretty inexpensive, and you want to make sure you get it right in the middle of that steak. You're looking for about 130 to 140 degrees for medium.
And what about if it's not meat, if it's vegetables on the grill?
Okay. So for vegetables, I like to use one of those, if you've seen them at the store, this fish seasoning racks or mm-hmm. You want to put your vegetables in there. You want to make sure you use a little bit of oil, vegetable oil, canola oil. You know, I like to spray it on myself. And then just a little salt and pepper, and usually about 3 to 4 minutes, and you're done on each side. And then you're good to go.
And if you get stuck with any of this, you can just call the Grill Hotline. We've been speaking with Robert Brown of the Longhorn Steakhouse in Tradition. We'll have the Grill Hotline number on our website, wqcs.org. Also, a link to a website with grilling tips and recipes so you can enjoy your Labor Day cookout. I'm Jill Roberts.